hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and welcome to our new broadcast facility from my house. Yes, I'm literally coming to you from just steps away from my bed. This is a good gig, but these are one of the perks after doing a show for 15 years. You get lazy or you get lucky. I don't know. You can look at it either way, but we have two new broadcast facilities to do the show from now. One is in my home, and that's where I'm doing the show today. And the other is in our offices, which we should be coming to you from those next week. So I'm excited because I got a bunch of new toys to play with. But before we get into that, let's just get right into a show because we got a lot of stuff on deck to cover today, including, I hear there is a rumor that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has found out where I live and is going to show up here sometime on the show today to spread his holiday cheer or odor. I don't know. If you don't remember Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, he's been hanging out at our studios for years. He smells of booze and urine, and I don't let him into the studio at the offices with the exception of just a few weeks around Christmas, and then sometimes he sneaks his way in there every once in a while. But we put him to work, and it's the holidays, so I'm a little bit more forgiving and want to reach out and help those that need help, and he's definitely one of those. But he has a unique way to share that Christmas cheer. So I don't know what happened, but he did find out where I live. He was out in the drive. He camped out. I thought it was an Occupy, you know, movement or something. Then I realized it was just that goofball that had followed me back from the studios last week. So who knows? He may show up on the broadcast today. And well, you've been warned. I'll leave it at that. All right. But first, before we get into all this other cool stuff happening, we got some plans coming up here for New Year's Eve. And Neil Watson is on the line. Neil, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing great, man. Congratulations on your new digs there. Assuming you have a mini fridge close by.
Well, it's not mini.
Adult libations.
It's a huge fridge because it's my home. So I got a huge fridge filled with goodies and munchies, and I may have a few bottles of Scuba Radio wine laying around here, too. So it could make it for a very fun broadcast today. And for many other shows, if we end up doing a few more here out of the home facility. But yeah, it's an honor to have you on this first broadcast from our new broadcast facility, Neil.
Hey, I'm thrilled, man. Well, hey, we started together, so onward and upward.
That's right. There you go. Absolutely. Now, we have some big plans, not just for today's show, but for New Year's Eve in Bimini, and before we talk about some of the specials that you have going on for this event, if you want to join us on New Year's Eve at the Big Game Club, Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, and do some diving, a little fireworks display and all that kind of thing, let's talk about Bimini in general, because I know you were just over there last week. We tried to connect with you when you were diving with, 20-plus New York divers? But we had some connection
problems. I had a group, Hampton Dive Center out of New York, Long Island, 22 divers. They were absolutely great. We had a ball. A little windy, but we got in every dive. Visibility was good. It was incredible. Everybody just was blown away by the island and the diving. And we partied down, went up to Stewart's Conch Shack and had cracked conch and conch salad and lobster salad and Sherry's little bar up on the hill watching the sunset and having a bonfire. Did shark dives, dolphin dives. Went down south to the Victories and did some drifts along the Victory Reef and Tuna Alley. It was just the perfect trip. I had a ball, and I think I was having more fun than the people that were paying to come down and dive with me.
Well, that would be easy to do, I can imagine, because just hanging out with some New Yorkers when you're not diving can be quite an experience. I can only imagine when you're in a place like Bimini. Was this a first time experience for them, or had they been to the Bahamas before?
Most of them were experienced divers, but they hadn't been on a warm water dive vacation. Which, I mean, that's the groups I love. Because on the worst day we would ever have, it's better than most of the diving they've ever seen. So they're really easy to entertain.
There you go. Easy
and they're great divers. They've learned to dive in really crappy conditions. So they're really seasoned, hardcore, and competent divers. And they were just a real pleasure to work with.
Excellent. So you took them to Victory Reef. Was that one of the sites there in Bimini you mentioned?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite sites, the Victory Reef and Tuna Alley. It's down off Cat Cay. It's about 15 miles south of the hotel. And, you know, that the big 60-foot double-deck boat is just perfect for a day trip. We take lunches and, a little rum punch for the trip back and go down, do a couple of dives, have lunch, stop, did a shark dive on the way back, which... Most of them, it was the first shark dive they'd ever done. We got about a dozen Caribbean reef sharks, and here again, they were just blown away.
Nice.
And then, you know, crank up the music and break out the rum punch and watch the sunset on the way in. I mean, it's a great day.
It is. I've had so many great experiences in Bimini, just going out on the water. I had this one wild dolphin experience in Bimini a few years ago that was just phenomenal. And you mentioned that earlier. Did they see some dolphins or actually in the water with the dolphins, or did you just pass them by on the way back in?
Yeah, it was... We didn't have time to do the regular dolphin dive, but actually I've got a guy from ABC over right now, and he went out to the dolphin site yesterday, and they got in the pod of probably 8 or 10 dolphins for like 20 minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's very unique. There's a pod or a few pods of dolphins there in that area that are fairly acclimated or used to seeing snorkelers and divers and will interact with you somewhat. Right, Neil?
Well, we don't allow diving. It's just snorkeling.
And
there's a few pods of spotted dolphins, which are really great to interact with. The bottlenose, they're a little skittish, but the spotted dolphins, they love to come up and play with the snorkelers in the water. And it's really cool that they're residents there. They have their babies there, raise the babies there. So they're generations of dolphins up there. I mean, the people that work with the dolphins all the time, I mean, they have them named, and it's really a cool experience. And the neat thing about Bimini is one of the few places in the Caribbean that you can just go on an afternoon trip and actually get in the water and interact with the wild dolphins versus having to stay on a liveaboard, you know, for 4 or 5 days out on a dolphin site to get to see them. So it's a real thrill.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is just by chance, but every time I go to Bimini, it seems like the water clarity, the visibility there is always very, very good. Is that because of where it's positioned near the Gulf Stream or something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Bimini is really unique in that the Gulf Stream is less than a mile offshore. So even if we have a bad storm or a lot of wind, every time the tide changes, it draws this pristine water from the Gulf Stream in, and it's just like a giant pool cleaner or filter. And the other really strange thing about Bimini is the deeper you dive in the winter, the warmer the water is. Normally it's the other way around. But here again, because of the Gulf Stream and the temperature stays relatively constant, it'll be kind of cold in the winter up on the bank where the concrete ship is at, and then the shallower dives. And then you get out into the 80 and 90 foot dives, and it's probably 10 degrees warmer.
Nice. Well, I mean, you know, it's just great conditions. It's the perfect type of diving any diver could wish for. And it's the closest island to the United States, like, what, 42 nautical miles or something from the coast of Florida?
It's 48 miles, and what was really, really cool is I had my group up on the hill, and after the sunset and it starts getting dark, you can see the glow of the lights of Miami and Fort Lauderdale from the Bimini Shore.
Nice.
Like bizarre, yeah.
But
48 miles away, 17-minute flight.
And you're just looking over at the horizon saying, glad I'm not them, and I'm here.
You bet.
Sitting in paradise at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. All right, we got more details on our New Year's Eve bash on how you can join us for this event coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oh, and did I mention a few holiday song ditties? Yeah, that's coming your way, too. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Five bowls of flushing, four roids of throbbing, three nose hairs waving, two children starving, one untouched wife.
Scuba radio, scuba radio, scuba radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba radio.
I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Respect the sea.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Neil Watson is on the line with me right now as we are obviously enjoying the holiday season from the new broadcast facility in my home, by the way, which is a nice added treat for myself. I guess that's my Christmas gift to me. I'm giving to myself, so I'm very generous in that regard. And that will continue through the holidays into New Year's Eve as I travel with Neil Watson to the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini. Neil, let's talk about what's going on, first of all. We're flying in Friday, hanging out. New Year's Eve is Saturday. We're going to do the live broadcast that afternoon from the Big Game Club. And you're going to be there. We're going to have a couple mermaids. Lizzie and her sister Katie are going to be there representing the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod. And they never have been to the Bahamas before. So they are ecstatic. Their tails are wagging or jiggling or something. I'm not sure what it is, but they are excited for sure. You hear what I'm saying here?
Hey, I can't wait for it. I mean, well, this is the second annual. I mean,
that's right.
It's going to be hard upstage last year, but we're going to do it.
Well, you know, we kind of did this at the last minute last year. It was kind of put together in a rush. You guys had just opened or had been open a couple months, and he calls me up. He says, "Hey, Greg, we're thinking about doing something for New Year's Eve. You want to come over here and play and do a show and thing?" And I'm like, "What the heck?" And, man, that ended up being just a blast. We had so much fun. And the fireworks display was one of the best I've ever experienced anywhere. I don't know how they pull that off in Bimini, but we hop on board the dive boat, which is a glass bottom boat and an awesome party cruiser, a booze cruiser, and that's what we use it for Saturday night after the diving is done for New Year's Eve, and head out around, what is it, the west end, east end of Bimini, or what?
It's the south.
Okay.
It's the south end. Yeah, it's right off Bimini Sands, a resort right on the water on South Bimini. And they do a fireworks display that would rival what they do off Fort Lauderdale Beach. The difference is, if you go out on a boat to watch it off Lauderdale Beach, the Coast Guard keeps you like a quarter of a mile away, and I think we were like about 150 feet from the display. I mean, cinders were coming down on the boat. You can't get any closer.
Yeah, it's like surround sound fireworks. You feel them, and literally you feel them. Yeah. Raining down on you somewhat. Well, it just depends on the wind. But I never felt we were at risk. It was just they're a little bit more loose and more laid back in the Bahamas. That's just part of the whole experience, right?
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's what makes it special.
Yeah, if life isn't without some element of danger, what the hell? It's not even worth living. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe. But it is an amazing fireworks display, whether you get the ashes rained down on you or not. So I'm looking forward to that. We got that going on. We're going to try to mix some diving into this as well. What, Saturday morning possibly? Is that our plan?
Well, we'll do a Saturday morning, and if anybody is capable, might even do a Sunday morning, you know, New Year's Day.
Right.
Sure. That's a great way to get over the dry heaves, you know?
Yeah. Well, I figure that, we're flying out on Monday, so we do have Sunday to recover somewhat, and maybe, hopefully, in time to maybe do an afternoon dive, or maybe it'll be a snorkel. You got a choice of a lot of different things, right?
The beauty of Bimini is we do whatever we want.
There you go. Exactly.
When we want to do it.
Right.
Other than the fireworks display will be at a certain time, and after the fireworks display, we got a great band. We got a huge tent set up, you know, with a dance floor and a really cool local band that's going to play till whenever. And before that, you know, we've got a earlier evening cocktail party, and then a big New Year's Eve dining experience. So it's going to be a great, great fun event.
Yeah, I mean, without all those elements added in, just going to Bimini and having the experience is worth the price of admission, because there's so much history there in Bimini, especially right there at the Big Game Club. That was right there next to where Hemingway hung out. Jimmy Buffett was there back in the day, right?
Yeah, actually, the Big Game Club, one of the cottages, I think Cottage 3, Martin Luther King actually penned his I've Got a Dream speech.
Wow.
That's documented.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
His brother lived there when I lived there, Les Hemingway. Anybody from New York that's over about 40 remembers Adam Clayton Powell. He hung out there, had a home there. So it's got a great history.
Yeah, I mean, it is a cool hangout. Last time I was there, what was it, like a week later, a guy from Motley Crue showed up in the marina, so you never know who might pop in over in Bimini.
I didn't even know who I was drinking with.
And it was Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember calling somebody and said, you know who a guy named Vince Neil is? And they, what? I said, yeah, he's over here hanging. Very cool.
Yeah, so it is. It's kind of like one of those little hidden secrets for stars. They pop up over there every once in a while. So who knows? Maybe someone like that will join us. I mean, we'll have Neil Watson. I mean, come on. 4 world records, that's a treat in itself to be able to hang out with you any night, let alone on a New Year's Eve. So,
I'd like to forward to it. You know, I love to entertain people, and we always have a great time together, and of course, mermaids. I got a thing about, I got a mermaid fetish, so.
Doesn't everybody? Come on.
These are two new mermaids, so. So have you warned them? Have you told them about the dive god and
do I really prepared them? Is there anything I could tell them that would actually prepare them for an experience with Neil Watson? I don't think so. I think that's just something.
It might discourage them from coming. Maybe we should just leave that alone.
Yes, let's just make it an interesting little surprise for our fresh mermaids. Yes, it'll be definitely our own little version of a hazing ceremony. We have no rules. We have no problem with hazing when it comes to the Scuba Radio Mermaid. So this could be part of their initiation into the pod. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I know they are excited. They've never been to the Bahamas before. We're trying to get the Scuba Cowboy there too, so he may show up. If you want more information on how to join us, where you can book your own little dive package for New Year's Eve or any time for that matter, the website is what, Neil?
BiminiDive.com. And not only can we handle the regular packages, but we can also do the airfare. We're full-service travel agent.
Good. And the number
you can
is?
So call the office at 800-867-4764 or go to BiminiDive.com, and we can put the whole thing together for you. It's going to be a great, great time.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, a special holiday edition of the big show today. Scuba Radio Santa stopping by, supposedly. He found where I live and has found the new broadcast facility at my home. So we'll see what happens in that regard. But first, let's bring it down a notch. We got to reach out to that younger generation of divers. And a couple weeks ago, Peter Goldberg, the guy who certified our producer, Bill the producer, told us about his grandson, who he had taken diving down in the Florida Keys to get certified. And we have him on the line along with his mother right now. Heber, right? Heber, is this you?
Yep.
All right. So you are now a certified diver at the age of what?
10.
10 years old. And you got certified in the Florida Keys? By your grandfather, Peter, huh?
Yep.
So did he do a good job? Obviously, you survived the ordeal, so that's the first good thing, right?
Yeah.
Was it exciting? Because he told me that after you got certified, that you were just bubbling over with all the critters that you had seen down there underwater. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Lots.
What was it? What was the one animal or the marine life that captured your imagination the most? What did you like most?
Well, I did like the nurse sharks and the moray eel. Those were are cool animals.
How close did you get to the nurse sharks? I mean, these are sharks. They're man eaters. Heber, weren't you nervous about that or what?
No.
Not at all.
Scared about sharks. They don't scare me.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is what we were hoping to hear from you, because, it's that younger generation that's going to save these animals so we can watch them underwater. So you're all about that, it sounds like. Is that true?
Yep.
Nice. So where exactly in the Keys did you guys get certified? Maybe mom can jump in on this one. Was it Key Largo, or were you guys further south?
We went to Key Largo, Florida.
Well, he doesn't need mom to answer the question. He knows where he was, diving. We're going to talk more with Heber right after the Dan Tip next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc!
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan good diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network, and if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency, we can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here with our 10-year-old certified diver, Heber. And by the way, Heber, you got certified with your grandfather there in Key Largo, but you live where now? Where are you?
Fayetteville, Georgia.
Okay, so you're back up north just a tad.
Yep.
But I would imagine you're going to be having some more dive adventures come up in your future. You're very young in the in your diving life, so to speak. Do you have anything on the docket already? Are you planning something? Are you hoping Mom and Dad are going to give you a dive trip for Christmas or what?
Well, we haven't planned anything yet, but I bet in like 2 or 3 years or so, we'll do a dive.
His dad works for Delta Airlines, so we get to travel around, and we've gone to Hawaii, and he's done the snorkeling thing there, so he's ready to go back and this time dive with Dad. Dad's a certified diver as well.
Nice. All right, so it sounds like Santa has plenty of options for Heber.
Yes, and his Christmas, part of his Christmas present this year was getting the certification done and having Mom and Dad foot the bill.
Yes, well, yeah, that can you can rack up a nice little bill there, but it probably didn't hurt having your grandfather as a dive instructor, and he's the one who certified you, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was he as a dive instructor? Because he certified my producer as well, and you know, I think that was a test of his patience, but I'm guessing you were much easier than my producer. You hear what I'm saying, Heber?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, did he think you, well, I know he thought you were an excellent student. He was just gushing on the phone after you guys came back from Key Largo telling me about you and said, hey, you got to get my grandson on scuba radio. In a few years, he'll be replacing you.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Heber's just like his grandpa. The moment he was born and I looked at him, I said, oh, looks like my dad. And turns out he's become just like him, interested in all the wildlife and sea life and all those things that my dad likes too, and Heber's following in Grandpa's footsteps.
Now, Heber, I got to ask you, at 10 years old, that is kind of young when people think about someone being a certified scuba diver. Your friends at school, when you told them you were a scuba diver, now, what did they think? Did they think it was the coolest thing ever or what?
Well, they said that they've been scuba diving, too, and I really doubt that, but...
Oh, so they were trying to one-up you, huh? They didn't want to give you the credit, but you knew they were just blowing smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's how the jealousy thing works for a while, but I can bet that most of them are not, but were you telling your friends that, hey, if you're not certified, you should try this because you could do it? It's much easier than you think, or what?
Yeah, I told one of my friends that.
Yeah, and he might give it a shot?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Because you got to start recruiting your dive buddies now at an early age. You have plenty of people to dive with in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, what about taking it to the next level? Are you just going to stay a junior open water diver here for now? Or do you got some plans to even do some more diving education or what?
Mommy help.
Well, I'm sure every time he goes out with his grandpa, he'll do some exciting dives. My dad's been diving, I think, since the late 60s and likes to do the hard stuff. So I'm sure Heber will tag along as his new buddy.
For now, yeah. It's just you've recruited a new buddy and make it a nice little family affair, right?
That's right.
Now, Heber, what was the hardest thing to learn when you were scuba diving, like clearing the mask or replacing your regulator if it falls out of your mouth or something, or what? Was there anything that you felt, well, this was a little tricky, I had to get the hang of it, or did you just take to it like a fish in water?
Getting the mask, getting the water out of your mask part was pretty easy.
Yeah.
But the hardest thing for me was putting the weight belt underwater.
Ah, okay. Just the weight itself was probably a challenge for you, huh?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not that heavy at 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About 65 pounds.
Yeah, okay. All right. And you probably had a 5-10-pound weight belt on you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be a bit of a challenge. But other than that, no problems at all in the pool or in the open water?
Mm-mm.
Nice. Did you have any issues with the bookwork that you had to do? You did the five PADI modules, right, that you had to do work through with the class? Classroom stuff?
Well, he did it all online.
Ah, okay. He did the online work. Okay, that went that route. Well, that makes sense. So it worked out. It was all pretty easy in that regard. You didn't have any issues at all.
No, he did okay. It did take a long time. He took a whole day off of school to work with his grandpa on the computer, and it wasn't a freebie day. He was right on the computer from 8 a.m. that morning till 10 p.m. that night, and then up and at it the next morning for a few hours before they actually started the drive to Florida and began all the pool work.
Yeah. Well, you just had to go through the classroom stuff, get all the book work done, and then get to the fun stuff, right? What do you want to be? Where do you see yourself 20 years from now, Heber? Other than a host of a scuba radio talk show, because I'm not retiring anytime soon.
I'd probably see myself
like Aquaman, a marine biologist, a shark expert, or
probably just a biologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so marine animals are your thing. You're digging it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's tomorrow's future, and we just heard from them today right here on Scuba Radio. Sweet!
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not go under the tree. For me, being another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. Cause Scuba Radio, hey, Scuba Santa. So listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, whatever happened to her? Well, she usually shows up right around the holidays to spread some Christmas cheer. And, well, at least we have her on tape to share that little ditty. And I guess I should apologize now. But we'll leave it at that. During the commercial break, I did get a voicemail, it looks like, here from Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. He has threatened to show up on the show today. Let's see if we can find out what's going on.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
This is Santa.
Okay.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's not right.
Oh, yeah. It's eggnog.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's the old eggnog.
Are you coming in? I wonder.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
Turn this off now. That's just not good. If he shows up, he shows up. In the meantime, let's go to someone who's, I know, going to be a great holiday gift, because he is every time he comes on Scuba Radio. He's a gift. He's a gift to the world, and I'm talking about Bob Evans from Force Fins, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Greg, I'm great. Congratulations on that super article on Alert Diver, and I was really happy to see you in your flying force, and we do everything we can to support Scuba Radio. So let's give a pair of fins away this year. We won't say what model. It'll just be the best, and they can call us and talk to me on the phone, just like the last person a couple months ago. Talked to him yesterday, and he's really stoked.
Nice.
And so, we'll put one of your listeners in one of the whatever model they want.
Wow. Okay, so this is like a tailor-made pair of fins.
I mean, you
call and talk to Bob Evans, and you tell him what type of diving you like to do, and then he will outfit you with the proper style of force fins.
Exactly.
That's impressive. And Bob, thank you. I didn't expect you to do something like this. When I said sharing Christmas cheer, I was just talking about the fact that you're so much fun to talk to and hang out with. I wasn't talking about giving away anything.
You're the best. And, you know, Dan Orr had a really great chance to sit with him down in the Caymans at the International Scuba Hall of Fame. And we were just talking about, I guess he's been out diving with you on a couple trips, and I had just made a dive that morning with him on that new wreck they dumped out there. And,
yeah, the Kittiwake.
Yeah, with a plaque from Dan, and we were just saying, we've got to get together, and we didn't talk fins. Obviously, he wasn't using the right model, but he's such a great guy. We let it go at that.
Nice. Well, fair enough. You'll get him hooked up eventually.
Oh, we had a great time. Yeah, we didn't want to penetrate. That's what we said. We enjoyed swimming around the outside, but getting down inside of that thing, I don't know. I'll leave that for the wreck divers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. I was just going to say, let's leave your sex life out of it. But regardless, okay, thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, we didn't want to penetrate.
Yes, no doubt. Hey, well, were you there? I heard they just had this story where somebody found a camera. Was that you that was telling me they found a camera there at the Kittiwake? It had been, then they were on the dive, or was that Dan Orr?
No, maybe it was Dan. I didn't see him grab any camera.
Somebody.
But I'm sure somebody had dropped some. Man, there are a lot of lionfish swimming around down there, too. I just really got really excited about the whole lionfish killing thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's they make tasty fish nuggets.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to be feasting on them on New Year's Eve in Bimini, because one of the appetizers they have at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. But yeah.
Are you going to be hanging out with Guy Harvey?
I don't know if Guy's going to be there at his resort on New Year's Eve, but Nia Watson will be there. And
how great.
We'll have our mermaids. You ought to come. You're always welcome there, Bob.
You know, is this New Year's?
It's New Year's Eve, yeah. We're going to be there New Year's Eve for a big fireworks display and booze cruise.
You know what, Greg? I might just talk to Suzanne. That sounds like a blast. I've got the bug in me after diving for a couple of days down there with our friends from Cobalt Coast. Dive Tech, Nancy and Jay, you brought us down that one trip, and I had the greatest time. What was that, like 6 years ago? And
yeah.
We were just there a month, and those people are fantastic. I mean, it was top class. It's at the other end of the island is kind of the only disadvantage, but you're not in all the crowds.
Right, right. So you got a diving scratch right now. You're ready to itch is what it sounds like.
Oh, man,
like.
I'm ready to go. In fact, when we get off the phone, I'm going to tell Suzanne about the Christmas present for one of your great listeners, and I'll go online. I guess it's on the Scuba Radio site about the trip.
Yeah, well, no.
Remember what happened the last time Suzanne got around Neil?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the zipper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that pretty much is any woman that gets around Neil.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll check it out. That would be really a lot of fun.
Yeah. If you go to BiminiDive.com, you can get information right there.
That sounds like a blast. I definitely want to try to get out of this place once a month now.
Yes. Well, we'll help facilitate you in that regard.
Yeah. Any good reggae music? I hope.
Oh yeah. They're gonna have a local band playing, a whole thing, a booze cruise, big ass fireworks display. Only thing missing, Bob, is you.
Yeah, so, we're coming, Greg.
All right, we'll see if we can make that. See, all these things happen just on the spur of the moment. You never know.
That's how it's all the trips we've taken together on the Necton cruises. We just jumped on. We have a blast.
Now, you want a shot at those Force Fins? Email us this week, info@scubaradio.com, with your name, address, and phone number. We'll throw you in the running for a pair of your very own Force Fins, thanks to our buddy Bob Evans. All right, hour two is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. And, hey, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa may even stop by. Uh-oh. You've been warned.
Okay.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.